After 6 months, 162 regular season games, 3 playoff games, and 6 World Series games, the championship of the 1982 season boiled down to one game. The rest of the year didn't amount to a thing anymore. Everything was riding on these last 9 innings of play. Much to the delight of Cardinal fans, Joaquin Andujar was declared ready and able to pitch. There was no scoring in the first 3 innings, but in the top of the 4th, the Brewers tried to change that. Robin Yount was at first with one out, and Cecil Cooper at the plate. One on, one out for Cecil Cooper. And the pitch coming. Swing and a ground ball, base hit into right, and the runner will go on to third. Hendricks' throw is close, but out at third base. He threw him out, and the batter stays at first. Hendricks threw a one-bounce strike over there. I didn't think he had a chance, but the ball came perfectly to Overkill, and he bagged him out. So much for that challenge. The Cardinals didn't waste any time in mounting an attack of their own. Willie McGee led off the bottom of the 4th with a single. Tommy Herr followed with another hit to set things up for Lonnie Smith. There's no score in the bottom of the 4th. And the pitch to Lonnie is coming. Swing, and there's a ground ball to deep short. It's a base hit, and a run scores. The Cardinals lead 1-0. The lead didn't last long. The Brewers tied the game in the top of the 5th, then tacked on 2 more runs in the 6th to take a 3-1 advantage. Time was running out on the Cardinals. They had 9 more outs to play before the season would come to an end. It was the bottom of the 6th when the Cardinals' number 4 and 5 batters took charge. The bases were loaded with one out for Keith Hernandez. With the bases loaded, one out and a 3-1 count. They're roaring here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a line drive into right center. That ball is a hit. That ball is a hit, and the score is tied. The other man to third, safe. We have a 3-3 game on a hit by Hernandez. And George Hendrick was next.
It's white-knuckle time.
If he could rip one, he could give the Cardinals a quick 3-run lead. McClure from the belt to the plate. Swing and a ground ball, base hit to right. The Cardinals take the lead. Hernandez stops at second. It's 4-3. For 2 innings, the Cardinals protected their slim 1-run lead. Then in the bottom of the 8th, they delivered a crushing blow to Milwaukee's comeback hopes. With runners at first and second, Darryl Porter was showered with cheers one more time after he got the better of Brewer reliever Mike Caldwell. Caldwell to the belt. The left-hander delivers. Swing and a line drive into right. That's a hit. Lonnie Smith scores without a play. The other man to third. He's safe. It's 5-3. Porter has pumped some air into the Cardinals' leading margin. Steve Braun then drove in the final run of the season for the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the pitch. The runner goes off first. A swing, and there's another hit by Braun into center. A run scores. It's 6-3 for the Cardinals. Now it was up to Suter to get 3 more outs. Just 3 more, and the trophy belonged to St. Louis. The count began. Suter versus Ted Simmons. Swing and a ground ball. Suter has it. Goes to first. Out at first. One gone. 2 outs away. Suter versus Ogilvy. Ogilvy grounds the ball to Tommy. Nice going, Tommy. Out at first. 2 out. 2 out. 1 out away. Darryl Porter was backing up the play behind first. He races behind the plate. Suter can't wait to get back up and pitch to Gorman Thomas. And finally, the Cardinals were 1 strike away from victory. Suter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss, and that's a winner. That's a winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals. Porter throws his mask into the air. The players converge around the mound. The Cardinals have won the game 6-3. The Cardinals have won the National League pennant. And the Cardinals have won the 1982 World Series.